Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, work toward an independent community hospital is just beginning. Also, along the Chippewa Valley healthcare lines, we'll hear from Republican State Senator Jesse James. Meanwhile, Republican State Representative Karen Hurd provides an update on the refugee resettlement in the Chippewa Valley, and Hurd declares her candidacy for the 69th Assembly District. All of that, plus we'll hear from Margaret Rather on female hair loss, what she's doing to combat it at Main Street Hair Solutions in Thorpe. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. On Tuesday of this week, Oakleaf Medical Network announced seven Chippewa Valley business and community leaders will oversee the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative, formed to fill in healthcare gaps. And ever since the early days several weeks ago, where HSHS announced the closure of both their hospitals in the Chippewa Valley, both in Chippewa Falls, March 22nd at noon, the St. Joe's Hospital and Sacred Heart Hospital, April 21st in Eau Claire, plus the Prevea Clinics and their many locations and their 350 employees. Talk has been continuing about an independent community hospital. And earlier this week, Kyle Detbarn, the chair of the Oakleaf Medical Network Board, told WEAU-TV,
"We're looking at solutions to stabilize the acute situation to try to take care of the patients who need health care now."
Detbarn says,
"Initially, we got some very simple questions asked through lawyers, but at no point did they reach out to us or give any indication that they were going to sit down at the table and try to come up with a short and long-term solution to this."
Those comments there regarding attempted discussions with the HSHS officials. Detbarn tells WEAU,
"We feel that the best way to fill that void is for the community itself to create a solution to this problem so that we can then make community-based decisions which are in the best interest of the Chippewa Valley."
Finally, Detbarn says current laws that are in place prohibit physicians from owning a hospital entity.
"You can own your own clinic, but you cannot own a hospital. And so in this situation, we are going to need very strong community support."
Meanwhile, along healthcare lines in this week's Republican radio address, Republican State Senator Jesse James of Altoona promotes efforts to protect access to affordable quality healthcare in the Chippewa Valley.
"The Chippewa Valley was turned upside down 2 months ago when HSHS suddenly announced they would be leaving our area within 90 days. Their departure meant the closure of two emergency departments, 1,400 people out of work, and 40,000 patients left without access to care. Understanding the urgency, my Republican colleagues and I immediately got to work. We introduced legislation to redirect $15 million originally intended for HSHS towards hospital services in the Valley. The legislative process can be difficult, but in just 3 short weeks, we moved the bill from proposal to pen. Governor Evers signed a portion of our plan into law during the 30th annual Chippewa Valley rally late last week. The funds would create a short-term bridge for services while remaining healthcare providers scale up their capacity. Unfortunately, Governor Evers chose to create unnecessary uncertainty when he vetoed legislation that would guarantee that the $15 million would help the 40,000 people in the Chippewa Valley who are losing access to healthcare. With the fallout from this announcement still being felt across northwest Wisconsin, my colleagues and I needed to do something rather than nothing. We worked to put people over politics, to provide funding, and take a first step on the long road to recovery. The people in the Chippewa Valley deserve access to affordable, quality health care. I look forward to working on their behalf to navigate the uncertainty caused by the governor's irresponsible veto and dealing with this crisis together."
State Senator Jesse James in this week's Republican radio address. Republican State Representative Karen Hurd, in a press release this week, provided an update on refugee resettlement in the Chippewa Valley, saying she'd spoken with Bohanna Martinez, the Wisconsin State Refugee Coordinator, and also Gail Cornelius, the newly appointed regional director for World Relief. Hurd indicated in her press release that she'd learned that there are 21 individuals across 4 different families that have arrived in the Chippewa Valley since February 4th of this year. She noted that these 21 individuals are from the Congo, Central African Republic, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Secondly, she noted that World Relief is still expecting the remaining 54 individuals for a total of 75 to arrive by October of this year. Third, Hurd noted that despite the claim to the contrary by many previously, there are no Somalians in the group of 21 that have already arrived. Fourth, Hurd noted that World Relief does not know from exactly where the other 54 will come until They're notified of the refugees' security clearances. However, Representative Hurd says Gail Cornelius thinks that they'll either be Congolese or Burmese. However, that's not officially confirmed. Hurd also notes that World Relief is now holding monthly tactical meetings with administrative staff from Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. These meetings are to work out the details of housing, schooling, etc. In these meetings, says Hurd, they also cover a number and nationalities of arrivals, issues affecting refugee placement, and community strategies to support refugee integration. And finally, she says World Relief is planning on having quarterly meetings with all elected officials to update them and have an open floor for questions and concerns. And finally, Representative Hurd also making news this week as she declared her candidacy for the redrawn 69th Assembly District, according to the recently enacted state maps. Hurd says that she'll be moving her residence from Fall Creek to a locale in Clark County where she can continue to represent the 68th Assembly District until her tenure as the representative of that district is complete early next year, while at the same time noting that as she resides in the newly redrawn 69th Assembly District, where she'll campaign to win that seat this November. Hurd says, quote, "It's been and is my honor to serve the people of the 68th District Assembly. I will continue to serve those that are now redrawn into the 69th who reside in the western half of Clark County, as well as the rest of Clark County and parts of Taylor, Marathon, and Chippewa counties that have been drawn into the 69th, unquote. And finally, female hair loss is a bigger problem than almost any of us knew. I had a chance recently to sit down and talk with Margaret Rather of Main Street Hair Solutions in Thorpe and began by asking her to tell me about Main Street Hair Solutions. Tell me about kind of a little bit about you and about your journey into this business.
Well, the reason I opened up the shop in the first place was just it was very personal. I haven't gone through a cancer journey or anything, but genetically in my family, we were not blessed with good hair. So I have a lot of hair struggles myself, my sisters do, my mother, my grandmother, and that's really the background of what made me want to go down this road.
When we think about hair loss, I mean, you made reference to cancer, and so that doesn't matter your gender in terms of that can affect you. But then we think of just guys and balding. So yours, who are you helping with? Particularly, it seems like you have women in mind.
Yeah, mainly women. You know, 98% of my clients are female. My clients are dealing with a cancer diagnosis and going through chemo and losing their hair that way, which most people are aware of that. But I have a clientele that most people are not aware of that this issue exists, which is just hair loss due to other reasons that have nothing to do with going through cancer treatment. Alopecia, which is an autoimmune disease, and there are many other reasons why women can deal with or suffer from hair loss. Weight issue, you know, weight loss, medication, surgeries, all these kinds of genetics, and millions of women suffer from hair loss and they want some help, you know, and that's what we're there for too.
No, you're right. And I don't want to rush away from that too fast, Margaret. I think that we just don't know about it. We just don't hear about it. Again, it's guys and balding and with, you know, and maybe both genders with hair loss through cancer. So talk to me more. What's the most prominent reason for women in terms of hair loss and some of the maybe lesser ones?
Well, I would say my clients, I would say about 60% of my clients are there because they're dealing with hair loss that has nothing to do with chemo. And then I would say probably about 40% is with chemo. So the non-cancer related hair loss issues are from a variety of reasons, whether it's hereditary, rapid weight loss, dietary medications. There's take your pick. There's many, many reasons. And I think it can be very scary for these women having hair loss issues and not having that clear understanding why, because they're going through chemo. And we all know that you lose your hair from that. But they feel really alone. They feel like they're the only person dealing with hair loss, and it's embarrassing, and it takes them a long time, oftentimes, to even call to come in for help. It's very hush-hush and not out in the open enough, I think, and they feel so ashamed, you know. So that's a large portion of my client.
We were kind of talking out in the office area in terms of just a staff member was sharing a story in terms of someone else in terms of hair issues, maybe a wig. But I mean, it just is Talk about our for women in particular, about how hair is tied to their self-image.
Yeah, it very much is tied to their self-image. I think it's easy for someone to look at it as being very vain. Oh, you know, who cares? Your hair, whatever, it's just hair. It is not just hair. It is so a part of ourselves and who we are and how we come across, how we feel. It's a very strange thing to explain, but it's, you know, if hair didn't matter, then everybody, I guess, would just shave their head and we'd all be comfortable with that. And we're not. And so it is important. And so when women are suffering from hair loss, does it take a toll on their self-confidence, the way that they live their life, the choices that they make, the things that they may or may not do socially because of their, you know, the way that they feel? It's a big, big deal. And I'm there to try to help them get through that and make that change to start living, you know, more confidently, because it does matter a lot.
Margaret Rather with us from Main Street Hair Solutions in Thorpe. And so what can you do for women?
Well, what we do is I work one-on-one with every client. I'm not just a walk-in store where you'll start pulling wigs off the shelves and trying them on. It's a very personalized service. I schedule a 2-hour consultation privately with each and every person. We sit down and I start getting an understanding of what's going on with their hair, what they want. And then I will go and pull some samples and start trying those pieces on them. And through that process, ultimately we end up with that, oh my gosh, there's me again, you know, type of hair piece. That's the description of, you know, basic consultation, how that goes.
Share with us a story or two about how you've been able to help and some of the responses you've gotten.
Oh my goodness. Back when I first opened, this is something that I've remembered. I've had my shop for 5.5 years and I've never forgotten this. It was way back in the beginning. My mother was there at the shop helping me, and I had a client come in for her appointment, and she was looking down at the floor, made no eye contact. You could tell she just was really, really low. She was there with her husband. And where she was at from the beginning of the appointment to where she ended up at the end of the appointment when she was leaving the shop with her hairpiece on was amazing to watch. And she left, and my mom and I hugged. And that was when I realized we were doing something really, really big for people. That I've never forgotten that. And that was, you know, 5+ years ago.
And so as I go through your site at mainstreethairsolutions.com, Margaret, I see that 4 different images and terms come through. So I want you to talk me through these. Mm-hmm. The first one is human hair.
Right. So wigs and toppers, which are a type of hairpiece, can come in different hair fibers. So it can be real hair, or it can be synthetic hair, which is obviously not, it's a fake hair. So there are hair pieces available at different price points and different benefits depending upon what that person wants. Some women want to be able to style their hair piece. Some of them want it to be wash and wear. And that's all stuff that we go through during the consultation to find out, you know, do you want to be able to primp and play, or do you want to just throw it on and go? And that's what those hair types will determine.
Another one is blends.
Mm-hmm. So that's a combination of human hair and a heat-friendly synthetic fiber together in one hairpiece.
A third is synthetic.
Synthetic, yep. So it's manufactured hair. It's sensitive to heat. You don't do any styling to it. It's the epitome of wash and wear hair.
And lastly, heat-friendly.
Yep. So heat-friendly is also a type of synthetic, but it can withstand some low heat temperatures from your styling tool, so you can manipulate the hair a little bit.
And I imagine the costs really vary.
It does vary quite a bit between real hair and any type of synthetic hair or blends. There's a huge price difference, which I think is great because it will help people in any kind of budget get matched up with the right piece.
Huh. Good. Any last comments you want to get across?
You know, just to, I guess, talk to the women out there who are feeling, you know, not so great about whatever's going on with their hair. You are not alone in any way, shape, or form. That couldn't be further from the truth. And shops like mine exist to help women like you. And it's amazing if you can just trust to go to a shop and let them help you, let me help you, or wherever you are, let them help you. And the way that you can leave that shop with that new hairpiece on, the way that it makes you feel, and the doors that it opens for you in your personal life, with now you want to go out to eat. And when your friends ask you if you want to go out for breakfast or whatever, you say yes instead of making up an excuse to say no. I've heard all the stories, and so I get it. And you have to know that there's help, and it can be so much better than it is.
Main right Street Hair Solutions in Thorpe. And again, they work one-on-one with every client. You can contact Margaret and schedule your private consultation. Again, you can work through MainStreetHairSolutions.com. Margaret, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Margaret Rather of Main Street Hair Solutions in Thorpe, our guest in our closing segment on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. We began by hearing from Kyle Detbarn, the chair of the Oakleaf Medical Network Board, about plans to continue working on trying to develop an independent community hospital in the absence of and the departure of HSHS, St. Joseph's, and Sacred Heart in Eau Claire in the coming weeks. Also, we heard along the healthcare lines the Republican radio address this week from State Senator Jesse James promoting efforts to protect access to affordable, quality healthcare in the Chippewa Valley. State Representative Karen Hurd updating us on the refugee resettlement with World Relief. 21 individuals here already, another 54 still to come this year, and Hurd also declaring her candidacy for the 69th Assembly District. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.